Now, between the pandemic and Brexit and now the cost of living crisis, and for some, the headache of having to switch bank as they're currently banking with either Ulster Bank or KBC, who are both leaving the Irish market. Ulster Bank would have been bigger in the business banking sector. So Irish businesses have really come through a tough time, but many may have a bumpy road ahead yet. Well, here to talk more about this, to offer some advice about these tough times ahead and about changing banking facilities, is co-founder and CEO of FIRE, Colm Lyon. And Colm has held a number of titles, including founder of Payments Ireland and co-founder and chairman of the FinTech and Payments Association of Ireland. And he's also an adjunct professor for University College Cork. Well, I caught up with him earlier and I started by asking him how businesses, be they big or small, can navigate these rising costs and survive.
It's a super question, and it's a very difficult time, you're right, I think, for many, many businesses, and it has been extended over many years as well. And so it's kind of like, you know, a wave, if you like, that comes at us from one part of one aspect of the industry, and then what happens is a second, you know, wave comes along too, and in some cases they're kind of slightly unexpected, but at the same time, I suppose nowadays it's wise to expect the unexpected, if you like, because we've had such a battery of issues that we've had for businesses in the economy. And I think you know, perhaps the most important thing in all of this is your cash, and preserving cash, and trying to find ways to make sure that you can ride the storm that you have. Brexit itself brought huge challenges, as you were saying, for many, many businesses. We operate in the financial services business, and that was in particular you know, challenging because of the regulation, and because of the fact that many firms lost the opportunity to sell in the UK unless they became regulated in the UK as well. So the cost of doing business has increased because of Brexit for many, many firms. And that in and of itself, you know, people thought about the cost of, if you like, of transitioning from one way to another way when Brexit occurred. But I think what many of us missed was, well, that the cost of actually doing business post-Brexit would also increase. So it wasn't just a once-off thing that happened. And then quickly on the back of that, as you say, COVID came along, and that really changed the way in which people worked, as well as having an impact, a horrendous impact on many, many businesses as well. And, you know, and cash becomes like your king at that stage, as they say, and preserving your cash and trying to give yourself the longest possible runway so that you can preserve that. And unfortunately, that sometimes means then cutting back on things, which isn't the answer either. So I think it is, you know, a really challenging time. And then in Ireland, then we've been hit with this particularly difficult situation where some, you know, some really fundamental needs that people have in terms of their banking capabilities and their banking requirements, and that we're seeing, you know, a very, very significant, you know, issue with the departure of Ulster Bank in particular from the business market. You know, KBC wasn't particularly big on the business market, but Ulster Bank was. And to see, you know, an institution of that scale leave the market is really almost chaotic, like, in terms of the impact that it's going to have on the wider economy, because businesses, aside from needing, you know, obvious access to credit and so on, businesses also need access to the basics of their accounts, and, you know, the ability to be able to, you know, have temporary overdrafts and all sorts of things. So it is a trying time, I think, for many people in the market at the moment.
And I suppose you know about the difficulties of running a business as you've ran your own.
Yeah, we've had it. We're both, we run our own business, and then we're also investors in a number of different businesses across the country. So about maybe 20 different businesses as well. And certainly we're seeing that as well as that, I think there's a difficulty that people have. Many businesses are challenged by the remote working. And they're trying to find, like, what is the best way to implement remote working, you know, and is it the case that people should have a policy where, you know, you can work remotely, or do you need to be in the office 3 days a week? Do you need to be in the office, you know, 2 days a month? What is the best solution? And I think everybody is still kind of grappling a little bit with that. And in fact, there's a huge COVID surge going on at the moment, as we know, too, which means that there's a lot of people off sick. In a lot of companies, and we ourselves have several people off sick at the moment, and or else people whose families have COVID, and then they're not able to work because the family has COVID, you know. So it still seems to be an issue, that, and you know, with businesses as well, that operating today is still a problem.
And will you tell us about your business, Fire, and I suppose how exactly you help businesses?
Yeah, so Fire is a company that we set up a couple of years ago. We're regulated by the central bank, and what we do is we provide what we call payment accounts, debit cards, and services basically to businesses. So in other words, it's similar to that which would you get from a current account from a bank, but the one difference is that we don't lend. So we're not a lender of money, but what we do is we give you a digital account, and with that digital account you can basically operate all of your, you know, your payments in, all your payments out to your suppliers and staff, and you can have, you know, debit cards, and you can link those debit cards to different accounts and so forth. And what it does is it allows businesses to basically integrate their systems and their software and their own in-house applications with their account. So what we do is we have what's called an API. So it's a way to connect basically your account with your own in-house systems. So that way, you know, if a lodgement comes into your account, for example, you don't have to log in to find out, where we can automatically send notifications to your systems to tell you, and you can update your records accordingly. And then it's the same way if you want to make payments out from your account, you can do so directly from your own systems. And you can might have the need as well, we allow our customers to open multiple accounts in both sterling and euro. So again, if you're selling into the UK, Fire is a very useful way for businesses to be able to get paid in sterling, hold the money in sterling, and then pay out in sterling if they need to also, which is great for many Irish businesses as well. So we have about 3,500 businesses that use us, and some, including some very large financial institutions, in fact, who use the services of Fire to process very high volumes of payments out to staff. So what we're doing at the moment is we're just, you know, from an Ulster Bank departure perspective, we're working with a number of former Ulster Bank clients now who have kind of high volumes of payments that they need to be able to process in an automated way, and that's where Fire is ideal. So it's kind of like the way we describe it is it's a digital first. So like we're kind of, our accounts are really designed for integration, designed for automation of payments, and you can have as many accounts or as many debit cards as you need, and then you can basically automate all your payments in and payments out. So it's really designed to be very digital and very integrated, which is why a lot of businesses are headed these days. You know, they don't want to be logging in and downloading spreadsheets and then having to upload spreadsheets and reformat columns and all this type of stuff, you know. So it's a very integrated experience.
And this type of digital account, you know, the traditional, say, high street banks, they wouldn't operate that kind of a system?
No, not necessarily, because what the banks would do is give you an account. I mean, we ourselves have obviously got accounts with high street banks as well, and those accounts tend to be more, as if you like, basic in their design, in terms of how, what you log in to see it. They don't give you that integration experience. So what we call the application programming interface is a fancy word for the ability to basically connect your account to your systems, and that's the key difference between Fire and the high street banks, because it's there's a lot of companies out there now who are looking to make their payments. For example, every time you're a business and you've got five or six staff and they all need to have debit cards for, you know, project work or for expenses and so on, you're able to control, like, you know, who can use the cards, when they use the cards, and you can get notifications automatically when the cards are used. And in the same way, so you get all this data and these notifications back from Fire as and when different parts of your systems and different, you know, people log in or people lodge money to your accounts, so that way then you're never having to kind of look at things historically, but you know everything in real time. So it gives businesses that ability to really operate their finances on a more real-time basis as well.
And, you know, I know you mentioned that, you know, this type of digital account, it deals with, say, payments, making them and receiving them, and you don't deal with lending. But I suppose, I mean, that's the crux of what most businesses want. They want to be able to have an account where they can make payments or they can receive payments. You know, a lot of businesses might actually go elsewhere other than banks for lending anyway these days. So, you know, the main part of their business is being able to make and receive payments.
I definitely, and that's a trend. You're spot on, because like I think what we're seeing is increasingly our customers obviously go to alternative finance providers now, other than banks, you know, and they shop around actually looking for their credit in a way that they maybe haven't done before. So I think there is a decoupling of your basic, you know, digital account payment kind of processing requirements from your actual credit requirements as well, you know, and that trend is probably likely to continue as people look for kind of a best of breed solution in the market. And they, you know, they don't want, and sometimes when you're using the traditional banks interfaces, because I use them myself here, they're a bit dated, do you know what I mean? And they're just that little bit more frustrating to work with sometimes. So people don't want that. People at a basic level, they want to be able to, you know, make sure that all their payments are working and they get all the notifications and all the data in real time, so that the basics are right, basically, you know, and that's important. But I think you're right. I think that, like, into the future, that trend is likely to continue as people will, you know, shop around more for, you know, and they might even do their digital account with Fire for all their payments in and out, and their debit cards. They could do potentially FX with somebody else, and they might even borrow money and they might even do invoice discounting with another company, you know, so that way they've got the best of all solutions.
And I know you mentioned about Ulster Bank and obviously KBC are exiting the Irish market as well, but Ulster Bank would have had a more business presence, I suppose. And so that means there are a lot of businesses that need to move their account. For anybody, it's not an easy switch when you have to move a bank account. But for a business, especially, no, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of businesses, whether you're paying them or you're receiving payments from them, it means a lot of changes, really, doesn't it? And I suppose a lot of checks to make sure everything is done right.
Yeah, and it is like I've had to go through the experience ourselves, both from a personal and a business perspective, and I have to say it's not straightforward, you know, and it's a bigger ordeal than that which you think it is. like all these things, when you get into it, you think it's going to be straightforward, but it's not. And so, I mean, even the account opening process with some of the high street banks, you know, it can involve a lot of face-to-face meetings, for example. And again, like with Fire, you don't need to do that. With Fire, it's entirely online, you know. And also, the other thing that I noticed was with the traditional banks, sometimes it's very hard to understand the fee structure, you know, and what are you going to get charged for, and when you're going to get charged for things, and then what are the services I can get access to? Oh, and I thought I had access to this. No, that's another application process that you now need to do again, and then you're filling up like more paperwork, if you like. So the processes are not like fine-tuned. And so what we've tried to do is to make sure with Fire, three things: that, like, one is the process is online, so you can do everything over the internet, and you can apply and you can upload all your documents about your business, your directors, and the what are called the ultimate business owners, so we know who you are. And that's the first step, if you like, that you do it. The second thing that we do is we make everything really transparent from a pricing point of view. So there's no monthly fees, there's no setup fees, and the transaction fees are all published and taken at the time of the transaction. So there's no shock at the end of the quarter where you might get hit with a big bill. So it's real-time billing, if you like. And then we have a list of all the services that you get access to with a Fire account, you know, and what are those services as well, and try to make that very clear for people. Because I think over the years, it's become the provision of banking and bank accounts has become a bit obscure, you know. It's kind of like, do I get this, and do I have to pay for that? And then, oh, I didn't realize this was the case afterwards. So, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to be just as clear and as transparent as we possibly can with regard to the process of opening the account, and the fees that you charge, and that we charge, and then also the services that you got access to. So I think that's really important. And I think there is a lot to be said for making the process of opening the account easy for people, you know, because like we can have the account, once people upload their documentation, we can typically open up the accounts within a day, which means that you're up and running, you know what I mean, and you've got everything there and then, and you've got your mobile app to give you all the notifications, and you'll be able to log on and be able to use the Fire account, you know, just in the way as you would a regular current account.
And obviously KBC and Ulster Bank are exiting the Irish market completely. But for the, say, traditional high street banks, a lot of them have closed branches here right across Ireland in recent years. I suppose with this type of digital account that you offer in Fire, do you see that becoming more popular and a more, I suppose, common route for banks and for, I suppose, operators of bank accounts to go down, you know, be they traditional high street banks or yourself? Do you see this move to digital bank accounts more so in the future?
Yeah, I think what's interesting is that as the banks, you know, I can understand why the branch network isn't maybe an appropriate channel for them in the way that it was 10, 20 years ago. So, you know, I can understand that. But I think as they've retrenched, if you like, from that distribution channel, I don't think there's been a reciprocal kind of investment in their digital channels to the extent that there should have been. And I think that's one of the things that's probably catching them out a little bit now. So there's no doubt that businesses are going digital. You know, businesses are embracing digital tech and technology in a way like they've never had done before. And it's really important then that your financial products, if you like, are also digital in that regard. So I see more and more businesses, going digital, and I see more businesses wanting then to integrate their finances and their accounts and their payments, you know, in a digital way. And I think that's, you know, the banking world is challenged, I suppose, and it was going to remain challenged for some time, I think, as well, with you know, all the interest rates rising and so forth as well. By and large, I would agree completely that like the trend towards digital will continue, and businesses will want, you know, more digital solutions into the future than that which they've got right now.
Colm, we are going to have to finish up, but just before we do, if there are Kerry businesses, be they big or small, listening, who want to switch their bank accounts, how can they get more information on FIRE?
Our website is www.fire.com, so that's really straightforward. And if you go to fire.com, there's a page there that we have, which is fire.com/Ulster Bank, and that will actually show you all the differences between FIRE. And if you were a customer of Ulster Bank, a business customer of Ulster Bank, you can go to that page, fire.com/Ulster Bank, and it will show you all the differences between FIRE and Ulster Bank. And, you know, and we also, we're online like all the time, so we can answer any queries that people have as well.
CEO and co-founder of FIRE, Colm Lyne.